All right, well, welcome to a meeting. And the purpose of this meeting is to discuss Listerly. And we're gathering here as a table in Cork with tea and snack, Cadbury snack biscuits. And we're having an informal chat about Listerly. And I'll just, before I say who's here, I'll just finish with the background information about how this all happened. Over the dinner party, best places to visit in Cork. The next thing was, this seemed very interesting. I wanted to know what Greg Canty actually thought and what Deirdre thought. And I wanted to know what the other people thought. And I hadn't got the full story at the dinner table, so I wanted the list not to die. So somehow or other that got connected with knowing a bit about, hearing about Listerly. And I went on to Listerly and I started putting in the names of the places that I had already had mentioned that I remembered from what people had said. And the astonishing thing about it was that you start putting together this list and I didn't really do anything else, but suddenly, you know, a whole lot of people started to look at it. And within hours, it had hundreds of people looking at it. And within days, it had hit 1,000 views. And, you know, this was... And Greg, what happened subsequently was Greg then added to the list, and a couple of other people have added to the list. The list is still live. And it was just a simple, normal conversation you'd have at a dinner table that thousands of people must be having, you know. I mean, that particular one, like, where's the best place to go on holidays in Ireland? Or where's the best place for anything, golf,
drink, movies.
Movies, anything. And it just gradually then emerged that, so I began to start using Listerly. Talked with Roger about it lots of times, probably, you know, experiment with putting lists up. And Roger and I went out walking a dog recently, walking our dogs, and we decided in the middle of the conversation that why don't we get a group of people together in order to have a conversation about Listerly. People didn't need to know much about Listerly or anything like that, because we were literally going to say, you know, what could we do with lists from different backgrounds? So that's how come the people are here. And I just like them to introduce themselves on the audio boo. I'll go past the audio boo around the table. So you can say who you are and anything you like, sir.
Thanks very much, Paul. Chairman Cogan, who's been dragged along here once again by Paul O'Mahony. Basically curious to find out what this Listerly thing is about. And that's pretty much it. We'll see where it goes.
Say what you do in Cork, whatever you'd like to say, because this is, you know, there might be people, for instance, mm-hmm. going to gather another group doing this kind of conversation
yeah.
in San Francisco, Chicago, or even
mm-hmm.
Timoleague.
Yeah, well, as part of work, basically, I travel all through the county, so I see lots of things, which you could make lists of things you see in the morning. You asked me once, all right, if I'd be prepared to make an audio boo of my travels. I think that might be a bit beyond me. Although I might try yet. But basically, as you pass places, you see things, you meet people. So there are little lists going on in your head all the time. So maybe connect up and put them down on virtual paper. Okay, well, passing it on.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Paul. My name is Shirley Gallagher, and your phone is really badly damaged.
I was dancing in Lewis. It fell out of my pocket. I have spoken very little about my damaged iPhone, but I guess it's been outed.
It has. Anyway, my area of interest is sustainable education, really, and, you know, kind of really exploring the environment, the society we live in, and, you know, really how we're, you know, we're changing, you know, like with the economy kind of falling on its face a bit, you know, how to kind of be resilient. So on the Listerly end, I suppose I'm a newbie and I'm just
interested. You've never seen
interested.
It before,
no,
evening.
No.
Right. We've just passed an iPad around.
That's right, yeah. And I suppose I see it as Pinterest with lists instead of photos. That's my take on it. I don't know if anyone else... But this is me seeing it for the first minute.
We pass it to the Pinterest expert.
Well, my name is Greg Canty from Fusion Pure. We're a marketing PR company. We do a lot of work in the social media area. I'm not a Pinterest expert, contrary to what Paul O'Mahony is saying, O'Mahony blog. Lisley is intriguing. We, as Paul said, we kicked it off at a dinner party, and I've been playing with it for a number of different projects and trying to get people engaged with it in different ways. And I can see the power of it, and we can see even the power through Google searches. I can see how it could work with some of our clients, but people aren't engaging with it. We put them in the list and they see their little link coming onto it, because I created a list that was directly drawing in people's names. And they all go, thanks a million for that, and that's the end of it. I'm convinced they are coming and having a peep, but they're not quite sure you know, how to dance with the woman in the room once they get there. And they just say, thank you, and pass. So our little journey today maybe is to figure out some of that stuff. Okay, so we will pass it over to the wonderful Roger.
The wonderful Roger, no less. He'll be arriving later. My name's Roger Overall. Contrary to popular belief, I am not joined at the hip with Paul O'Mahony. This is sheer coincidence. I'm a photographer, writer. I produce video. I do podcasts. The whole transmedia experience. Why am I here? I'm here because I walk a dog. And I'm very interested in Listley. I think Listley has great potential. One of the most exciting social media platforms to come along in a while, I think. And one that I think could be used very effectively in business and certainly in community building. Those are my thoughts anyway. And we will no doubt explore those as we go on. I'll hand you back to our chairman.
Okay, thanks, Roger. It's now what time? It's now, we have 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Now, just to set the scene fully, the founder of Listley, Nick Kellett, is in Canada. He lives in the west of Canada. He's English. He's a young guy. Well, everyone's younger than me, so he's a young guy of, I don't know, well, let's call him 40, right? God knows what age he really is, but he's a super guy, and he's very friendly, and he has actually agreed to come on with us here this evening via Google Plus, live on air in a hangout, right? So he is interested. He has previous experience, he's told me, of other cities in the world using Listley, in, you know, ahead of us, if you like, right? So that's kind of, he's got, when I brought him Roger and my idea that, you know, a local group of people in the world discussing Listley, I immediately ratcheted it up in my mind to, you could have hundreds of these user groups of Listley around the world, and Listley would be interested, and the rest of us would be interested in what other people were doing, and we'd all learn from each other, and we could create a bit of a buzz. But Nick is ahead of the game in that sense. He had plenty of things to say about that. But he also gave me another idea. He said, and it was in the context of Cork being, you know, not being smaller than Dublin, I think, really, being a local place, that there's a woman called Becky McCrae who lives in Oklahoma in the United States. And she has written a book called Small Town Wins. And she comes from a really small place. You just imagine the kind of places you drive through, really, Dermot, during your daily work, really. Much smaller than Clonakilty and places like that, you know. And she certainly speaks and has written, and I have not read the book, about how social media matters and is needed or can be used by small places to attract people to come to them. And she's given me two or three conversation starters for our conversation this evening, which I'll reveal in a minute when I get the bit of paper out of my bag. But the other thing is she's also agreed to come in the hangout with us from Oklahoma. So from a place in Oklahoma, a county in Oklahoma that has 7,500 in it, no greater concentration of people than about 1,500, I think. Hopefully we'll have Becky McCrae, who is a very successful speaker and spoke this year at SubCon, which is a very fairly high-profile gathering of socially active people in the United States. So that's our structure. I think that'll do in terms of this first audio boo, just to kind of set the scene. And we'll do a series of audio boos during the conversation. And at the end of it, we'll, you know, we can sort of look at you know, how on earth could Listley be used by, let's say, you know, somebody committed in education? How could it be used in education, right? We can all have opinions about that, right? How could it be used for tourism? How could Cork City, how could school, let's do it this way, let's keep it as local as possible. How could schools in Cork, at every level, use Listley? How could tourism in Cork use Listley? How could photographers in Cork use Listley? How could, Dermot, I'm not sure what you want to be classified as, but how can any your area that you're most passionate about
logistics.
Be used? Logistics. Greg, how could PR marketing companies use it? You know, and I could chip in, how could poets use it? Or how could storytellers, I want to chip in on how could local storytellers in a town, in a city, in a village, in anywhere use it? You know, that kind of stuff. We keep it as local as we can. And we can, people globally will find us more interesting the more local we are. That is, I think, the case. Is that all right? Yeah? Okay, we'll stop this introductory audio boo. Thank you very much for listening to us. Come back in a few minutes.